But tonight, I want us to look at what's happening to us. I titled the message of this message tonight, I Wished It Would Rain. I want you to look in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 1. Isaiah 5 and verse 1. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved have a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked at it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. Why could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you that I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And they look for judgment, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, they cry. Now he's talking about Israel here, but tonight we're going to use it as Christians and the church. Let us pray, I wished it would rain. Father, we love you. And God, you are a good and gracious and holy God. And God, tonight as Christians, speak to our hearts. Now, God, this is a warning to us. God, this is to make us understand. God, this is a time of examination of our own hearts. And God, you give us everything. You give us it all to us. And God, just like Israel, squandered it away. God, we see today in our churches and in Christian lives, it's been squandered away. Help us to see this. Give us ears to hear and a heart to be receptive. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and honor. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God says, I give you the very best. He said, I give you the very best. You ought to be producing the best grapes. You ought to have the very best of it all, but instead you're producing wild grapes. He said, I'm going to let the thorns and the thistles grow up. And he says, I am going to say, cut the rain off. And now we see the results. Now, before we go to casting stones at Israel, we need to look at our own selves. We need to look at our own lives. I mean, God has given us the very best. He gave us Jesus that died on the cross to save us from our sins. He saved our souls. Hallelujah, praise God for that. Hey, he gives us a Holy Spirit of God that lives within us, that guides us, that teaches us, that shows us. He give us a nice church. He give a good pastor here. I mean, he give it all to us. I mean, he's give us cushioned seats. He give us nice buildings. He's give us air conditioning for the summer. He's give us heat in the winter. God has given it all to us. God's been so good to us. But what have we done but produce wild grapes? What have we done today in our churches today? We've simply produced wild grapes. We haven't taken care of it. We haven't done what we're supposed to do. And God says, I'll just cut off the rain. I'll dry churches up. Do you realize if you could read the studies today, it would stagger you how many churches across this country is closing every single week because of what we've chosen to do. I wished it would rain. I wished it would rain. I wish we could get a hold to this. And tonight we're going to look at I wished it would rain. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, I desire in all my heart that you and I have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, God-sent, sin-killing revival that truly will refresh and will stirred and will challenge tonight. God help us to see. We start tonight what no rain means. It means that preachers are allowed to preach with no power. I'm not talking about your pastor here. I'm talking about preachers are standing in the pulpit and they have no power of God. Hey, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, having teachers of itching ears. Hey, simply today, there are more teachers and they don't have the power of God. Hey, brothers and sisters, hey, listen, you need to pray for your pastor. You need to pray for me that we'll continue on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You go in the average church today, you don't even see an old-fashioned pulpit. We've taken them out. Hey, I look at one of those, every time I look at a glass pulpit, I want to take a hammer to it. I believe it would break. But I'm telling you today, hey, by the way, the Bible teaches on what a pulpit's supposed to look like. I'm telling you today, hey, listen, today we got preachers that don't have any power. I wished it would rain. I wished it rain upon some preachers to get the power of God. I'm telling you today, that's what we need back in our churches. Today we're assembling ourselves together, but the Lord is not in the midst. I want to read to you for just a moment over in Psalm 137. Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and that wasted us required of us a mirth, saying, sing us of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I'll say today, you go in the average church, how can you sing the songs of Zion? When you go into church and you walk in and you don't feel the presence of God when you come in the doors. Amen. I wished it would rain. You go in church and listen, I'm not necessarily talking about some other denomination. I'm telling you today, that's why Lee Summit needs Majesty Baptist Church. Amen. We need a church that's got God in it. Amen. What's happened to us today? Hey, listen today. Hey, I go in some churches, and brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, I can't wait to get out of it. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Let's be honest about it today. Yeah. We need some rain. We need rain. We need preachers that's got the power of God. We need when you walk in, hey, you can feel the presence of God. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If a church is doing what it's supposed to do, and if it's got God on it, and if you're right, you can go in a church and you can feel the presence of God when you walk in that church. Amen. I wished it would rain. I wished it would rain. Hey, this is what no rain means. The word of God is being read, but there's no application to the heart. We read the Bible. I hear people say, well, I read all through the Bible this year. That's wonderful. But you did you do what you read? Did you do what you read from the Word? The Bible said not only us be hearers of the Word of God, but be doers of the Word of God. I wished it would rain. We wonder what's going on today. The Word of God has no application to the heart. We mean today, it means for somebody else. Oh, it's not for me. It's not for me. Hey, listen, it is for me. And when the Word of God is being preached and when the Word of God is being read, hey, let me tell you, hey, if you'll read, you know why I have you to stand a lot of times? Because we ought to have respect for the Word of God. You read the Bible, they would stand, and I'm telling you something, they wanted to hear from the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you something. Are you opening up your heart tonight? Do you want to hear from the Word of God? Do you want God to do something? When you read your morning devotions or even devotions or whenever time you read your Bible, do you open your heart and let God speak? It's amazing to me. I could read the Bible over and over, and every time looks like God just reveals something new. Man, I tell you what, when you find a nugget like that and goes, hey, it's just like God just meant it for me. It looks like he just gave a little shower of rain right over me. I wished it would rain tonight. Oh my. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64, I want to read that for just a second. In Isaiah chapter 64, today prayer has become a formality. We go through the forms. Let me tell you, you go in the average church today, they got a bulletin laid out. Hey, we're going to sing this song, and we're going to sing that song, and we're going to have this prayer, and we're going to have, hey, it's just a formality. We've done the same thing when it comes to prayer. Isaiah chapter 64, in verse 7, and there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we all are the work of thine hand. Be not wroth for his soul, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Hey, Isaiah was begging God here. He was begging him to get a hold to God. Tonight, I wished it would rain. Oh my, how's your prayer life tonight? You know, it's amazing we as Christians, we'll pray and God will answer our prayers and then we say, how did that happen? How did that happen? Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Isaiah, he just wouldn't turn loose. He said, God, please, you're not hearing us. I wonder how long is God going to keep putting up with us when our wickedness and the way we live and in our churches and Christians that say they're Christians, God, listen, let me tell you something. God loves us. He loves his children of God. But I tell you what, today, our sins breaks that fellowship. We can't lose that salvation, but we can lose that fellowship. We need to understand that today. And then no rain means the Holy Spirit is restrained and grieved. This often happens in the church and the individuals. Now listen to me tonight, I'm going to tell you something. I've been and seen people, and let me just say, and I want to put this very, very in a very good way, but I've been to churches and people just put on a show. They're hollering and whooping and carrying on. And I tell you what, you can't even hear the preacher. But let me tell you something else too, brothers and sisters. We've let the Pentecostals take away the shout out of the Baptist church. Hey, we'll shout about the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll shout about the Royals. What happened to a shout when it comes to God? Oh man, I can't raise my hand. Am I telling it? Hey, did it not say raise your hands? Amen. Boy, we've lost our shout. Our churches are like God's dead today. We need some rain back in our church. Oh my, what's happened to us today? Man, I tell you what. In Virginia, we'd have some folks that shout once in a while. But I can see this lady in Cafe knows where this is going. I'm preaching one day, and this lady is the most quietest lady. It's kind of like Miss Dorothy. She was a lot bigger than Miss Dorothy, but she would remind you of Miss Dorothy, just meek and mild. And buddy, God is in the church. And all of a sudden, now this lady had been coming to church for years. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And I'm thinking, oh dear God, what in the world? And that lady gets up and starts shouting. And I'm telling you right now, God got a hold to her heart. And from that day forward, she didn't quench the Holy Spirit of God no more. Now, I'm going to just tell you something. A lot of times, God will say, why didn't you go to the altar? You quenched the Holy Spirit of God. You grieved the Holy Spirit of God. But then let's look at from how many times, what would the pastor think? What would the pastor think if I raised my hand and I shout a little bit? He might shout along with you. Amen. I'm telling you today, but we've let this. Now, I ain't talking about showboating here. I'm not talking about showboating. I'm talking about what's real. But when God gets a hold to your heart, and you sit there and hold on to these chairs and say, I'm scared what somebody's going to think. What does God think? You remember David? Bible said David was dancing in the street. Now, I don't think he was cutting a boogie-woogie jig, but he was dancing in the street. The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, circumstances are going to change, but I'm going to tell you something. When you're sitting there, and just like the other night when Pastor had the Lord's Supper communion, and you're sitting there hearing, and God had met, and sitting there singing, "Glory, I'm saved." Hallelujah. I wanted to just stand up and it's my fault that didn't. Hey, I got a saying, I'm so saved. Hey, how can you describe salvation? I can't. All I can say is, I'm so saved. Hey, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved to the uttermost. But you see, we've lost it. And we grieve and quench the Holy Spirit of God. Now, that's what no rain means. But what does no rain involve? No rain involves no conversion. Today, people not getting saved. I used to preach a lot at roll-off homes. Kathy tell you, us preachers get together, we were crazy. We didn't know no better. We loved God and we'd preach and preach. We'd start in the morning, preach it in the mornings, 9 o'clock. We'd preach at 12 o'clock and we'd preach at night. We preach. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I was about dead by the week was over with. Literally, I'm telling you. We'd watch hundreds of people walk aisles and get saved. Hundreds. Today, if you see somebody get saved, it's a rarity. Now let me ask you, has God changed? Has Jesus changed? What's changed? I tell you what's changed. We ain't got no rain. We don't have any rain. And today we're seeing today in our churches. And by the way, you see the church right with God, you'll see people get saved. I'm convinced of that. Listen, rain, no rain is for conversion is by the Spirit. When the Spirit of God is grieved and quenched, there's no restorations of backsliders. There's enough Christians around here that today this place ought to be filled up tonight. What happened to the verse that stands true? What happened to 2 Chronicles 7:14? If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal their land, forgive their sin and heal their land. What happened to all of that? You see, we're drying up. Our churches are drying up. Today we need some rain. We need a refreshing like never before. Oh God, please send the rain to our hearts. There's no refreshing of the weary. We cannot be refreshed without a shower. I love when people says, well, that's Old Testament. Well, I tell you what, it's Bible. But Deuteronomy chapter 32, look what he says here. Deuteronomy chapter 32, and I'm going to read in verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. I grew up on farms back in Virginia. When it didn't rain, it got to be a pretty serious time around there. Man, I tell you what, I've seen it so dry before, it looked like I'd see ticks on the catfish. I mean, that's drying. But I'm telling you what, when that rain comes and those farmers see that rain coming down, I'm telling you, I've seen churches down there have meetings and pray for rain. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe we ought to get on our face. Maybe we need some old-fashioned prayer meetings. Maybe we need some prayer time of sackcloth and ashes, and we get on our face and cry out to God. Maybe we ought to keep the TV off a little more and keep our face in the book and keep our face on our knees and cry out to God, oh God, I wished it would rain. Oh my, today. Now we want revival. This is getting down to it tonight. Listen, there's no spiritual activities. We're going through the motions, brothers and sisters. It's just like that formality I talked about. We go through the motions. Well, Sunday morning, I guess I'll get up and go to church. We act like we're doing God a favor. Right? We act like we're doing God a favor by coming. We ought to say, hey, David said, I was glad when they said, let's come to the house of the Lord. I was glad. We ought to be so excited. I look forward to Sunday. Nobody else enjoys it. I do. I'm telling you. Well, I'm so tired. Wednesday night. Man, got to go to church on Wednesday night. I mentioned this, I told people the other day that professed to be saved. And I said, we're going to have a revival meeting. And they said, what's that? I tell you what, they need some rain. Amen. When you don't even know what a revival meeting is, you need some rain. You may need salvation too. I'm saying today, no refreshing of the weary, no spiritual activities. The workers seem to go through the motions. Now, how can you tell there's been no rain? We saw what no rain means. We saw what no rain involves. But how can you tell when there is no rain? I'll tell you how you can tell it. When the soul does not benefit from the Word of God. Your preacher spends hours of studying. He really prays and asks God. And the good thing is, when God really slips one on him, he studies, he's got everything ready, and God says, no, you're not preaching that. Yeah. Been there, brother? He said, no, you got to go back and study again and get ready for something else. Because God says, nope, that's not it. And by the way, that happens. But listen, preacher's doing his very best and preaching the Word of God, and he's preaching to God. And we sit there, and it has no benefit to us. Every message may not be but one point. By the way, human minds, we can't take too much of God anyway. We just can't handle it. That's just being truthful. But every message, something in the Word of God ought to pierce us right here. Every message ought to do something. But I tell you what, you can tell when there's no rain, when there does nothing to your heart. When you're sitting there, and when I'm sitting there, and the message is being preached. And by the way, brothers and sisters, it's not just you. Hey, I'm standing up here preaching, but this message is for me just as much as it is for you. How you ought to be in the position to preach and I are in sometimes. You're sitting up here preaching, and God's tearing us up. Hey, we're human beings too. I wished it would rain, amen. Hey, no rain. Hey, how can you tell when it's been no rain? When the man feels glutted up and fatted up. Hey, feels like he don't need it anymore. Brothers and sisters, let's be honest tonight. Everybody that truly is a member of this church, and listen, they're sick or down and out, but everybody should be here tonight. We all, and people that saved and don't have no other church to go to tonight, they ought to have been here tonight. But we say, we don't need that anymore. That's what we're doing today. This brother and sister may need it. This brother may need it. This brother and sister may need it. But you know, I'm okay. You ever heard somebody say that? Yeah, I have. Hey, I'm okay. No, you're not. No, you're not. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, we need to understand what all of this involves tonight. I wish it would rain. Then you know what the next step is? When it really starts drying up, he starts criticizing and blaming everybody. It's getting quiet. Help me here. Is that not the truth? Hey, it's everybody else's fault. It's preacher's fault, song leader's fault. Brother Mark back here didn't have the PA set right. It's too hot, it's too cold. Piano was too loud, piano wasn't loud enough. We start criticizing everybody else. Listen, it's not my brother, it's not my sister. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, oh Lord. You can tell when you haven't had no rain. You begin to neglect hearing the Word of God. Your conscience becomes seared. You become indecisive in a lot of things. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And all of a sudden now, his life becomes not what it should be. Because simply he is dried up. He simply is dried up. Now, let's get to the meat here. Let's look today. He becomes to rebel against the commandments. I want to read this one other verse, and then we're going to get how we can prevent not having some rain. How can we get rain back in our lives? Look, I want us to read Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 42. And the Lord said unto me, saying to them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. So I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in the mountain, came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormah. And you returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. So ye abode in Kadesh many days according unto the days that ye abode there. What's God saying here? He says you rebelled against what I told you to do. You rebelled against the commandments of God. How many churches tonight, how many Christians, they may be saved and born again, but they in rebellion against God. Listen. It is a pitiful thing when we come to the point that our Savior of life has to become Savior of death unto death. The Bible said there is sin unto death. And I'm telling you today, hey, preacher mentioned this the other night. Hey, taking the Lord's Supper. A lot of them folks died. I'm telling you today, we need to understand this. Hey, I preached on playing games last night, the games people play. I'm telling you what, hey, we think we can live and do and act any way we want to. Let me tell you, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. God does not want to zap us. He's not sitting there wanting to do that. But let me tell you something. If we see case after case, time after time, where Israel pushed God to the point and he said, enough is enough. That's exactly what he did right here in Isaiah in our text tonight. Hey, you had an opportunity. You had the very best. God has blessed the United States of America more than any country in the whole wide world, and we're destroying it away. And let me tell you, much is given, much is required. Brothers and sisters, listen to me today. I tell people this all the time. I know God is a loving God because I'm telling you what, his patience is unbelievable. I'd be done killed everybody. Amen? I mean, we murder babies like it's nothing, an abortion. And I'm telling you tonight, look at us. We've openly endorsed homosexuality and got preachers in pulpits that way today. God help us today. And we wonder why we're in a mess we're in. We wonder why we're drying up. Oh my goodness, we need rain. I wished it would rain. But let me tell you today, how can we get rain? What's the remedy? We humbly use the means without putting in the means first. What do you mean? Jesus saved our soul. Amen. We agree on that. We need to use the means. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. Now listen, I ought to have good works because I am saved. I don't have good works to get saved. And what we need to understand, God has called all of us to do something. I mentioned that last night. He give us gifts. And brothers and sisters, Paul told Timothy to stir up thy gift. Tonight I'm challenging you. If you want revival, stir up your gift that God's given you. God put it in your trust. Tonight, you want revival? In other words, do the work of God. And then if you want revival, if you want a rain tonight, confess your sins. There is not a person in here that has not sinned. You ever met somebody that they ever thought they'd never done nothing wrong? I mean, boy, they're so good. They've never done, listen, brothers and sisters, we need to understand, we need to get on our face and say, God, I sinned. I sinned, I done. If you know it, then confess it. Then the third thing, we need to acknowledge our dependence on God. We need to acknowledge our dependence on God. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. As I said, a lot of y'all in here are younger than me. There are some older. But I want to tell you something. The older you get, the more you depend on God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, that's one thing that I absolutely know. I need God more than I ever did. I say this all the time. Getting old ain't for sissies. It's not for sissies. And we need to get and say, God, I need you. I need you. Hey, we need to depend on God like we never did. If we want some rain, God, we need to pray, oh, God, I need some rain. I need some rain. And then we need to pray. I want us to look tonight before we close, but one of the scriptures in the Bible. Boy, I love this scripture. Turn with me over to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. I love this right here. 1 Kings chapter 18. Look what he says in verse 41. Now Elijah had been in a big battle with the prophets of Baal. God had dried the rain up. God had dried it up. Just like he did when we read in our text in Isaiah. Just like we're seeing in our churches spiritually today. Just like we're seeing in Christian lives today. But notice the faith of Elijah. He tells in verse 41 to Ahab. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. You say, preacher, this message has been rough. It's tough. And listen, can we really have rain? Can I have rain? Can I have revival? You absolutely can. That same God Elijah is talking to here and has faith in is the same God we have. But look at this. Oh my. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. Elijah was crying out to God. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need to do. We need to get on our knees and cry out to the God of heaven. Amen. Notice what happens. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went and looked, and he said, there is nothing. And he said, go again, seven times. He asked him there, he asked his servant, he says, do you see anything? Do you see anything of chance of rain? He said, I don't see a cloud in the sky. He said, go up there again. He goes up there, and he goes again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, he said, listen, look, there rises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hey, brothers and sisters, listen. Hey, he goes up seven more times. He goes up there and he said, there's a little cloud right there. There there's a little cloud. Hey, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There's a little cloud stirring tonight. Hey, God wants to do revival in my heart and your heart. Hey, there's a little cloud right there. Notice what happened. He said, don't let the rain stop you. Time to get the umbrella out. He said, it's time to get the umbrella out. Verse 45, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and winds, and there was a great rain. Hallelujah, praise God. Hey, the bottom fell out. Hey, it rained and it rained and it rained. And brothers and sisters, God can do the same thing at Majesty Baptist Church. God can do the same thing in your life as well. I know one thing. I wished it would rain. I wished it would rain. I wrote this down many years ago. I titled this poem, I Wished It Would Rain. In a day of trouble, heartache, and pain, the cry of God's people must be for rain. And the power of God we are to retain. We need to bow quickly and pray for rain to remove the spot of sin and the awful stain. In the church, God must send us the rain to give us a new song and his joy again. On the altar of God, we must pray for the rain. While others loose, if the victory will be gained, let us come together and weep for the rain. While the world runs down the devil's lane, let us still and wait for God's holy rain. Should all others the devil's way ordain, I'll stick with God and enjoy the sweet rain. Let others eat with the hogs and on husk vain, I'll feast with Jesus and enjoy the rain. I know my God will provide and sustain, all because he loves me enough to send the rain. I'll walk with Jesus and from sin I'll refrain, all because one day God sent the rain. It's the flow from the heavenly vein. It's the glorious fountain. It's God's holy rain. It's the joy my heart can hardly contain. Praise the Lord, he still sends the rain. Amen. Tonight, preacher had us to pray. Is there anything keeping you from having revival? I don't know, maybe some of you have had revival tonight, this week. I don't know. Maybe this is something that's just going to continue on and on and on. But I know one thing. As a whole, we sure need rain. We need rain. Our Christians are drying up. Our churches are drying up. And today, we need a refreshing. Let me ask you something, and as you close your Bibles, as we think about this rain, every time you pick up an umbrella, the umbrella you hold in your hand tonight, I want you to think about that for a moment. Are you as excited as you was when you first got saved? Do you have the same joy and excitement? And you say, well, it's not based on feelings. No, it's not, but it ain't nothing wrong with having good feelings. Amen. It ain't nothing wrong with getting excited about God. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong shouting a little bit. I'm telling you today, as I mentioned, we've lost a shout. Yep. And you need to ask yourself tonight, am I as excited for God as I was when I first got saved? Then if not, you need some rain. If you're not where you were with God years ago, you know, we have a lot of people today that said they used to be. I used to teach Sunday school. Now, I'm not talking about those providentially hindered. I'm not talking about those that's their health's bad. I'm not talking about all of that. But those that say, well, I used to go to church all the time. I used to be there every time the doors were open. I used to pass out gospel tracts. I used to go with a preacher. I used to sing. I used to love to get together and sing. I loved to practice singing. I used to. Let me ask you. Let's be honest with ourselves tonight. Is our Christian walk as strong as it was years ago? Is our Christian walk stronger than it was years ago? You know, what does he tell us? Grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ain't growing. We're something wrong. We need some rain. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. As you think about your umbrella tonight, maybe there's a little cloud coming up as it did with Elijah. Maybe tonight you need some rain. Maybe tonight God is stirring your heart tonight. Do you need some rain? Then you know what you got to do. The Holy Spirit, don't grieve or quench the Holy Spirit tonight. If you need to come, let's come tonight. If you're not able to kneel, then just show God that you're serious. Come to the front row, sit on the front chair. Whatever you need to do tonight. I wish it would rain. Boy, I need some rain. I need a refreshing. I need revival. Let's be honest with ourselves tonight. What's holding us back?